بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, perhaps the single biggest thing that differentiates human beings from animals is language, and in language the ability to express abstract thought. Now obviously this is an assumption on my part, because never having been either an elephant or a crocodile myself, I don't know whether they have discussions about people's feelings and emotions, or whether they have discussions about being on a pure vegetarian diet or a keto diet, or they have a discussion about global economic phenomena. Be that as it may, human beings do all of this and more. And therefore, our language is an extremely important aspect of our being, because this is what distinguishes us or damns us, depending on how we use it, as human beings. As somebody said, when a glass is broken, the sound of breaking disappears immediately, whereas the glass pieces are scattered over the ground, hurting whoever walks over them. Similarly, when you say something that hurts people's feelings, the voice disappears immediately, but the heart remains in pain for long. Add to this the natural tendency of people to remember negative more than positive. In customer service, we say that exceptional service may be noticed, but it is spoken of and repeated, and people who have experienced exceptional service who tell other people about this service and recommend that place or that establishment or that person, that number is about 4. So 4 out of whatever number of people that you gave exceptional service to are likely to remember it, recall it, and to appreciate it, thank you for it, and tell other people. But bad service, any service mistake, and remember, I mean, the person giving bad service, it's highly unlikely that they woke up that morning and decided that today I'm going to give the lousiest service that I can possibly give. What eventually happens is their own emotions and so on, which overpower them, and so you end up with bad service. So bad service is probably more a mistake than a deliberate action. But despite that, customer service surveys show us that people who receive bad service are likely to tell at least 16 people about their bad experience, and almost all of them unsolicited. So it's not that somebody asked you, how did you find this service? People will go out of their way to let everyone know that they experienced bad service, but they will not do that with good service. So add this to it, that if you are going around giving bad memories to people, then remember that that's all that they are going to remember about you. I mean, no matter what other good you did, they are going to forget that good, and they will remember only the bad. So therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu gave us some guidance in Surah Al-Hujurat, specific to communication. There is a book of mine which is a collection of a series of khutab that I did, and it's called Akhlaq of the Ummati. I'm going to ask Umar to send you the link for that. It's on Amazon, and it's available free on all other platforms. So do download it and read it and listen to that series of lectures. I'll ask Umair also to send you a playlist of the lectures related to akhlaq of the ummati. So that's a more detailed one, but quick one here as far as the fajr reminders are concerned. Specific advice that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us with regard to communication. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used nine different words or nine different phrases. The first of them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَتَبَيَّنُوا. Investigate. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, if somebody comes to you with some information, and in today's world, somebody comes to you who is not necessarily physically, more than likely it's a WhatsApp message that you get first before anything else. And how many times has this happened to practically every single one of us, including myself, that we get this WhatsApp message? Usually it is from somebody we trust. And almost the first thing we do is we forward that message to somebody else. Now, did we take the trouble to investigate? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, فَتَبَيَّنُوا. Investigate. When you receive any information, lest you harm people out of ignorance. So it's not as if you wanted to harm anybody, but as you say, whether you take a glass and smash it on the ground or whether it slips out of your hand and falls, in both cases it breaks. Just because it happened accidentally doesn't mean that there is no loss. So therefore, one must prevent these accidents. And these accidents happen because of our own lack of concern and our own laziness. So Allah is saying, فَتَبَيَّنُوا. Allah is saying, investigate. Don't just believe anything you hear. And most definitely, do not communicate that to anyone else without first investigating. And if you, like me, are going to say to yourself, who has the time to do all this investigation? Then that's even better. Because if you do not have the time to do the investigation, then simply do not communicate that message onwards. As simple as that. Now, to do something takes effort. To do nothing, obviously, does not take effort. So if I'm going to do nothing, alhamdulillah, there's no effort. So let us not do something and then regret it later on. Just don't do it. Unless you investigate, don't believe it. And unless you investigate, do not forward it. Do not communicate it to anybody else. The second word which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَأَصْلِحُوا. Make a settlement. فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that all the Muslims are brothers. فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ. So make settlement between your brothers. Now, once again, what do you see happening most of the time? The opposite, which is not even leaving people alone, but actually instigating conflict between people when that conflict may not have happened. And where does it start? Most of the time it starts by a person going out of their way to communicate to somebody else something negative that was said about them. So you are sitting in some place and somebody says something negative about your friend. Your friend is not there. Whoever was in that gathering said something negative. So now, first of all, what happened? The person who said something negative did ghibat and you listened to that ghibat. So both of you were guilty of eating the flesh of your dead brother. Number one. Number two, then you go out of your way to go and tell the other person, you know what so-and-so was saying about you? And he was saying this, and that thing is a negative thing. So you went and you lighted this needless fire of conflict. So until that person had heard this from you, maybe they had a good impression about the other person, but now, thanks to you, their heart also has been compromised. So Allah is saying do the opposite. Allah says, no, don't do this. Instead of that, make reconciliation. Make people friends. Bring about closeness between people. There's one of my shuyukh. Somebody went to him and he said to him, Sheikh, you know your student so-and-so, you know what he was saying? The Sheikh said, no, please, sorry, thank you. I don't want to know what he was saying. He said, no, Sheikh, but no, but I do not want to know what he was saying. He said, the reason is because I can be almost sure that if he said something good, you would not have come to me to tell me this in this tone. So almost invariably, the reason that you came to me and you were speaking to me in this tone is because he said something negative. He said, I don't want to know that because I have a good impression about him. I believe something good about him in my heart. Let me live with that. Even if I am mistaken, let me be mistaken positively about my brother. Why should I be mistaken negatively about my brother? I don't want to be that. So, leave it alone. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here is saying, firstly, who? Bring people together. And the third one, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, wa aqsitu, act justly, be just. Whenever there's a dispute, try to settle it and act with justice between the two parties, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who are just. So three important pieces of advice. Tomorrow and day after we look at more of them. Fatabayyanu fa'aslihu wa aqsitu. Fatabayyanu, investigate. Fa'aslihu, make settlement. And wa aqsitu, be just. When you are making the settlement, don't favor one over the other. Don't make a settlement where one person is being favored because you like them or whatever the reason might be. Don't do that. Make sure that your settlement is just between both parties. And the last thing, which and before that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, try to bring about settlement. So, investigate any information that you get. Try to settle between your brothers and sisters. And in that settlement, act with justice. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to do that which is pleasing to Him. And to help us to understand that all of this is really for our own benefit. If we live like this, if we live in a way which is full of integrity and honesty, then who do we benefit? Number one, we benefit ourselves. Today we have this classic case that is going on of Jeff Bezos, the guy who's been tom-tomed all over the world as being the richest man in the world and the richest man in history, and Allah knows best, you know, where they get all these things from. And he's worth $137 billion and whatnot. And today, just overnight, his net worth went down by 50%. 50% of his net worth went off to his wife, who divorced him. And the reason she divorced him was because he was having an affair with his friend's wife. Now think about that. This is, this is what we are hearing in the newspapers. I mean, the point is that if this is true, what kind of integrity does the man have? And who cares how many billions he has? What kind of a friend is he to his friend? What kind of a husband is he to his wife? What kind of a human being is he? How is he heading a corporation? How are people working for him going to respect him? You respect him for what? For being such, what do you say to this? This is, unfortunately, this is how our world is. And this is what we have ended up with because of the fact that we have forgotten that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not just send us into this world to scratch in the dirt for worms like chickens. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us into this world. He gave us unique faculties. He gave us intelligence. He gave us all kinds of things in order that we create a world which is full of justice and compassion, a world which is good for everybody who lives in it, human and otherwise, and to treat this world and this earth as if we are custodians of it, not as if we are absolute owners of it to keep it or to destroy it. Allah didn't send us for this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us to be custodians for the earth, for everyone. And that custody begins with ourselves. So the first custody is with the tongue. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, guarantee me that which is between your teeth and between your legs, and I will guarantee you Jannah. And this is exactly what we see in this world, where because of looseness, because of lack of control, because of giving in to base desires, we cause such enormous loss to ourselves. The reason I gave Jeff Bezos' example is because who is losing in this case? I mean, what is it to anybody? It's the man himself. I mean, he worked hard, he built up this whole corporation and so on and so forth. So obviously there is a lot of good in his life, there's a lot of good things he has done. But one mistake he makes and it all goes down the drain, and that's his own doing. And that's why it's very important for us to make sure that we keep the principles of Islam foremost in our dealings, in the way we behave. And if we make mistakes, and despite whatever I say, we make mistakes, I make mistakes, you make mistakes, immediately make tawbah, istighfar, apologize to the person you hurt, and apologize to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and make the niyyah never to do that again. Sit down, analyze why did this happen, ensure that it never happens again. And in this particular case, ensure that you do not forward anything to anybody without first investigating it thoroughly yourself. And if you do not have the time to do that, just do not forward it, kill it on your phone. I think that is a very important thing for us to remember. وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلَىٰ آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا رَحْمَ الرَّحِيمِ